Hello, welcome to the Rebel Room post-game edition. Ryan Green and Rob Misch here to talk UNLV Northern Arizona, UNLV triumphant 87-71 over the Lumberjacks. Doing so once again, plenty of bench production for the Rebels. 33 points this time to go with 37 points on Tuesday. The bench is truly continuing to just be the story, Rob. Tonight led by, well, Tuesday night it was 14 points from Deshaun Mitchell, a career high in his first career game. Tonight, a career high 14 points from Kendall Wallace. You think this is a theme that we're going to get used to hearing as far as the bench making this big of an impact?
It seems like it. It seems like it's not a fluke. You know, you can do it once. Anybody can do it once. But to come back, do it again so quickly, so soon.
2 days later, yeah.
It's not minor, because in the previous two seasons, UNLV has never gotten back-to-back games of at least 30 points from its bench. So that's kind of a milestone, and it's something they're going to need. Rene Rougeau said it point blank after the game. That's what got them in the Kansas game. Kansas had depth; they didn't. Good teams have depth. Good teams can go to players who can spell the regulars who maybe are in foul trouble, maybe get fatigued, maybe have an injury or two. So this what we're seeing is a very important part of what all good teams have.
And at the same time, you start thinking, all right, so they got they played, you know, 11 guys got legitimate minutes tonight, and
all 12 got
minutes in the first half, and 11 of them played in both halves.
Sure.
So, you know, you're talking last year you had a rotation of what, 8-9 guys or so, maybe.
You're being kind of the guys who actually produced and weren't just mannequins.
Seven.
You're looking at seven and even six, because Shaw was the most regular contributor who you could count on.
And so, with that said, do you think maybe, you know, some of the slow starts for a couple guys, like maybe a Darger, Wink Adams hasn't really had a slow start, but maybe a slow start for some of the regulars. Do you think maybe that's attributed to now minutes are being chopped up a little more, and it's just taking some adjustment for some guys? I guess maybe not having to play 30 plus minutes. I mean, nobody played 30 minutes tonight. Rougeau played 29, Wink 28, Belfield 26, Santee 21, it doesn't seem like this is a team where anybody's gonna have to be relied on to play 32 to 40 minutes.
That was one hell of a question. That was a run-on sentence of all run-on sentences.
Well, I get excited.
What
Sorry.
Part do you want me to answer? I'm just kidding.
Wow. It's too late to be hating.
It is
Come
too
on.
Late. I know. you know, I think we can flip that around. I don't think it's a matter of not getting enough time and therefore they're cold. If I interpret your question properly, I think it's more of a matter of when those guys are cold, you got a guy like Mitchell who can put in 14. You got a guy like Kendall Wallace who has renewed confidence to a T, and he can pour in 14. So, I don't know if this is the makings of something special, but it's definitely a time period where, as Kruger no doubt planned this schedule, a time to experiment, to finagle some lineups, who works well with whom, and, you know, to get ready for maybe an 8-9-man rotation Monday in El Paso against UTEP, and these auditions will tell him. Obviously, Trey is going to be spelling Oscar, so you can call him the sixth man. So we're looking for guys jousting to see who's going to be the seventh, eighth, and ninth guys, even tenth guys maybe even.
Yeah, and, you know, like it's almost going to be more fun to watch a team of 11 guys fighting for minutes grow than, say, a team of seven guys where you're waiting to see just those seven guys
exactly
gel, because this team, it's going to be an ongoing experiment. We were talking earlier, it might not be until, you know, early February when you see this team really hit a stride. As far as you know, that rotation really being fully comfortable with one another.
Well,
and that's where it really takes off. But at the same time, that's peaking at the right time.
I think if my initials are LK and I'm the fifth year coach of UNLV basketball, I am looking to stir this pot for the next 5 weeks to go into Louisville with a plan, a set idea of who's going to play what and where to get a victory on New Year's Eve in Louisville. That, I think, is what we can earmark.
Get a benchmark victory.
Yep.
A benchmark regular season victory.
Yeah, and you know, we got big ones coming up. You know, the first test will be Monday, as we all know, at UTEP. It's a very good UTEP team. And then to look ahead just a little bit more, we're talking about Cal next Friday,
and
then we're
talking
about
a day. Yeah.
And then you got Florida State or Cincinnati, both capable clubs. So we're going to know a lot next week, and we'll know a whole lot more New Year's Eve.
Yep. Well, let's kick it over back to the Thomas and Mac here. Lon Kruger, Rene Rougeau, Kendall Wallace talk a little bit about what went down tonight at the Mac. Guys, take it away.
Shot selection was much better. Threw it inside a couple times, then back out for wide open threes, and that's a good percentage play right there. Rene made a great play in the second half there midway when he had it under the bucket. It's kind of guarded, and he threw it back out to Joe. Bryce made a good play in the first half to get it to Kendall from the post. Guys are not shy about sharing the ball. That's a good thing about this group, and again, I think it's a group that's going to keep making progress, and I thought we took big steps tonight. Much better offensively. Again, like Mike said, you know, turning down maybe shots from the perimeter, throwing it inside, throwing it back out, getting better shots. So I thought offensively, great to see Kendall making shots. He's worked hard to improve the shooting percentage, and to see him jump up there and shoot with confidence. He's been doing that the last few days in practice. Teammates are really excited for him, and anytime your bench can step in and score and be productive, like you say, that just helps everyone.
We definitely had a good talk, you know, yesterday in practice, and definitely the guys really focused on their shooting today. That was the biggest key for us tonight. And guys, Kendall, Wing, Joe, everyone was just knocking shots down. Mo hit some big threes as well for us, and everyone just did a good job shooting and really focusing tonight. Oh, that's just tremendous, you know. That definitely gives us more confidence. It takes a little more less pressure off the starters, you know, so we don't have to work as hard. And the guys are really earning their minutes right now. We're very proud of them, and they continue to excel.
I think the second half in the Texas Pan Am game, we played real well, and I think it carried over into this game. We had a couple spans where we struggled a little bit, and we got kind of cold. So if we can clear up on those, we'll be good. I think we all know that we're going to have to, you know, play real hard and play well in the games to, you know, get minutes. But it's not all in the games. Practice, too, is where you get your opportunities. So, you know, we've been working real hard, real hard. I just need to knock down shots and, you know, try and not turn the ball over and look for my teammates. Play good defense. Defense is what gets you minutes on this team. So, you know, Coach Kruger really harps on that. So I think it's going to come down to that and making shots.
All right. Well, now back to the studio. Ryan Green again. Rob Misch. And what tonight stood out most for you? We've talked about Kendall Wallace a little bit. You know, what else really stood out to you when you look back on what you saw? Look at the final stat sheet.
Well, I think probably the rudder of the team, Wink Adams. We can look at him. He was driving very strongly into the lane. He was getting contact, getting fouls. He didn't have a very good first couple games. He was 5 of 13 in the opener against San Diego. He was 2 of 7 against Pan Am. He came back very strong tonight, led the team with 18 points, 7 of 13 from the field.
Really the catalyst in that fast start, too.
Absolutely. And he also had there was a point late in the game when it was still sort of in doubt. You never know, Northern Arizona, they could, you know, always hit you with a flurry of three or four threes within 45, 50, 60 seconds. That's always, you know, on the verge of happening with them. UNLV was up by 13 with 3.5 left. Santee had a very strong layup on the left side over two Lumberjacks. And then Wink told me he was watching the inbounds pass. He was watching his eyes. He could tell where he was going to throw the ball. He moved in that direction. Lo and behold, the guy threw it in that direction. Wink had an easy steal. Joe Darger was running back down court. He heard the crowd, thought something was up, turned around. Wink had the ball. He zipped back down to the right side. Wink found him open on the right side for a three. So that five-point flurry all but sealed the game.
Yeah, and you know, when we talk about things that stood out, one is definitely Joe Darger, who's had some struggles from especially long range, where he is a specialist.
Right.
3 of 5 tonight, 11 points, 5 boards, very active in 22 minutes. I thought he played a great game, and you know, that kind of transitioning to, we talk about that three off the steal by Wink, and, you know, it was such a rhythm, bang, bang, bang play.
Right.
Where you kind of felt when Joe gets the ball up at the top of the key, off to the right a little bit, he's in a nice motion, gets that shot off. You almost had a sense that as soon as that ball left his hands, it was going in.
Yeah, and get used to that too, because some of his threes look like layups. They just look like money, and it looks like he wakes up, and it's almost like a Nerf ball in his bedroom. It just looks so simple.
And the rhythm was big for these guys shooting tonight.
It really was. You know, Josh Wilson, I talked to him after the game, and he said that they knew coming in how poorly UNLV had been shooting. It was about 26% from long range. Well, Northern Arizona comes in shooting 44%. Northern Arizona, Wilson told me, was thinking, you know what, we're going to play defense. We're going to be tough. We're not going to give them anything for free, but we kind of want them to shoot from long range. We want them to shoot from out in the perimeter. And it turned around and burned them because they made them.
Yeah,
so,
especially early.
Yeah, and you know, you're seeing a real nice inside outside game starting to develop with especially Bryce Masamba, and Santee will get that knack too. But Santee, once the ball comes into him, he's so powerful and valuable, taking it to the hole where you can't pass up those looks. So it's kind of it's taking shape.
You know, you mentioned Masamba. He made probably what I considered to be the best pass saw in that game, hitting Kendall Wallace for the three
right,
just before halftime. He gets the ball, you know, against these teams where they're going to be overmatching him a little bit. You know, his first field goal of the game, he backed a guy down from about about 10 or 12 feet out.
Three dribbles,
backed him down to within about 2 feet to where he turned around, easy bank shot.
Right.
Then gets the ball on that same left block, you know, a bounce, looks around, and without having his body turned that way, flips it back to the right, I mean, all the way out to the perimeter, and finds Wallace, who was kind of cutting over.
Right.
I mean, just a beautiful play, and you could see it developing, and you could see Bryce's eyes kind of scanning the perimeter. You're right about that inside-outside game.
Right.
It's really developing nicely.
He's got great peripheral vision, which everybody saw who was lucky enough to see Finley Prep last season go 32-1. He wasn't a starter on that team. He had a couple nicks. He had a knee injury. He was a reserve, but there's nothing but D1 prospects up there, so that just prepped him so well for this. We really need to – we can't talk enough about Bryce Masamba, because he is just the little piece of glue that is helping out this team tremendously. I'm sorry. Remember against Pan Am when he had that all-out dive for the loose ball?
Yeah.
You talk about hustle. That kid's one to watch.
We've seen him nearly bite it a couple times in practice too.
Oh, and let's –
hopping over seats, doing what I – yeah.
We haven't even mentioned his picks yet.
Yeah.
Yeah,
there's a reason he's called Truck.
He can pick an S10 and carry the thought from there.
maybe a stolen teal S10.
Ooh, Ron Kantowski, can you hear us?
Is it an S10?
Chevy S10 teal. Old teal, he called it. But
no, to old teal no more.
That's what it is. But Masamba, and what a great feel, too, for what a great, versatile 6'10", 260-pound guy. He's nimble. He moves like a two-guard. He's going to be really fun to watch develop.
Yep. Well, any final comments before we bounce out of here for the night or the morning, whatever you want to call it?
I don't think so.
This one pretty much explained itself.
It was. Turnovers were 18, maybe. You know, the Kruger teams always pride themselves on low turnovers. They were top 10 in the country the past two seasons with among the fewest turnovers in the nation. It was right about 11 both of the past two seasons.
14 in the second half.
They had 18 tonight, so that is something that I'm sure will be on the drawing board tomorrow morning at practice, and we will be there to get every little bit of the nitty-gritty.
As we always are, LasVegasSun.com/Rebels, your source for all the UNLV coverage your little heart desires. There will be no post-game Rebel Room Saturday after the North Carolina A&T game, but we will be back as the show hits the road Monday night from El Paso. Rob Misch, Ryan Green, we will be there. We will be coming to you post-game. We will be back here in your all up in your iTunes.
Down in the West Texas town of El Paso.
We're going to get some nice Mexican food down there from what I hear.
You are.
All right. I will. Screw you. I'm getting it, man. All right. Well, for Rob Misch, I'm Ryan Green. This has been the Rebel Room post-game edition. We will talk to you next Monday night. Bye-bye.